Title: Chop Enableton Lev 12, Balance It for Rag Infused Chaos Intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper rag of vocal chop energy in Ableton Lev 12, the kind that feels like jungle chaos but the mix still hits clean and modern. The whole mission today is controlled madness, wild rhythm, big attitude, but the snare stays untouchable, the bass stays readable, and your vocal doesn't turn into a painful 3-6K ice pick. By the end, you'll have a 16-32 bar vocal section that's actually usable in a drum and bass arrangement, with two layers, a main chop layer that's tight and punchy, and a hype layer that's wider, filtered and washed out for vibe and transitions. And we'll keep it mostly stock devices so you can reuse this every time. Step 0. Set the session up like a DNB producer. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 176 BPM. I'll think 174 in my head for the timing examples. Make sure you already have a basic groove, kick, snare, hats, and a bass part, even if it's simple. Vocals only make sense in context, because they're going to be dancing around your snare and your bass rhythm. Now create three audio tracks and name them: Vocal Main, Vocal Hype, and Vocal Effects. Even if you don't use the FX track immediately, having it ready makes you faster when inspiration hits. Step 1. Import and warp the vocal properly. This is everything. Drag your rag of phrase into Vocal Main. Go down into Clip View and turn Warp on. For full phrases, Complex Pro is usually the most natural. For shouty, stabby stuff, tones can sometimes stay cleaner and more stable. There's no rule here, but you do need to audition it against your drums. Now find the real start. Not where the waveform looks big, where the phrase actually hits. Put your playhead there and choose set 1.1.1 here. If the rest drifts, you can use warp from here straight as a starting point. Then tighten it with warp markers. Aim for key syllables, especially the consonants you'll chop. And think in DNB grid language. Eighth notes for steady chants, 16ths for quick stabs, and don't forget triplets if you want those jungle swing moments. Here's a teacher tip: do a snare window check right now, before you mix anything. Loop your drum pattern and look at where the snares land, usually B2 and 4 in a two-step kind of loop. If your best vocal hits are landing exactly on those snares, don't try to fix that with EQ or compression. That's a musical problem, not a mix problem. You're going to solve it later by shifting the MIDI, nudging the vocal to become a pickup into the snare, not a collision with it. Step 2. Chop fast using Slice to New MIDI Track. Right-click your vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For rag of stabs, slicing by transients is usually the best because it finds the natural hits. If you want more grid-based, even phrasing, you can slice by 1/8, but transients is the go-to. When you hit OK, Ableton creates a drum rack full of slices. And now the magic is you can play the vocal like drums. This is how you get that call and response energy without manually cutting audio for an hour. Step 3. Program a DNB-friendly chop pattern that avoids snare clashes. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip on that drum rack. Start with a 1/16 grid so you can place things precisely, but don't feel like you need constant notes. Impact comes from contrast. A solid starting concept. Keep space on the snare hits, and place your vocal stabs on the end before the snare and in the gaps between snares. Think pickup, response, and punctuation. Use velocity to create groove. If every chop is max velocity, it's not hype, it's just stress. And here's an intermediate trap to avoid: more slices doesn't automatically mean more ragga. Micro-timing beats more slices. Once you have a pattern that basically works, turn your grid smaller or even off for a moment, and push or pull 2-4 key hits by about 5-15 milliseconds. The ear reads that as human excitement, not robotic stutter. Step 4. Clean each chop so it hits like a drum transient, not like a glitch. Open a slice and simpler inside the drum rack. Adjust start and end so the syllable is tight. Add tiny fades to stop clicks, a fade in around 2-8 milliseconds, and a fade out around 10-40 milliseconds depending on the tail. Coach note: treat consonants like drum transients. If a chop feels weak, don't reach for a high shelf first. Move the start earlier so you catch the T, K, B, or CH. If it's too aggressive, nudge the start later by a hair. That softens the bite without dulling the whole vocal with EQ. If tails are overlapping and cluttering your groove, shorten the end, or use trigger mode to make the hit behave consistently. Gate mode can be cool for held syllables when you're performing, but for tight chop programming, trigger plus good endpoints is usually cleaner. Step 5. Build the balanced chaos main vocal chain with stock devices. Put this chain on the main vocal output, either on the vocal main track if you kept it audio-based, or on the drum rack track if you're running MIDI slices. First, EQ 8, high pass around 90 to 140 Hz, Raga doesn't need sub, that low end belongs to your kick and bass. Then hunt harshness. Common danger zones are 2.5 to 4.5 kHz for bite, and 6 to 9 kHz for fizz. Use a narrow bell, sweep until it hurts, then cut gently. If the vocal is dull and disappearing, a small presence lift around 1.5 to 3 kHz, like 1 or 2 dB, can help it speak without turning up the fader too much. Second, compression. Use compressor or glue compressor. Ratio around 3 to 1 is a good start. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so consonants still punch. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it breathes with the tempo. Aim for maybe 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on louder hits. Third, saturator, but tiny. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip if spikes get annoying. The goal is not distorted vocal. It sits in the mix without needing to be insanely loud. Then utility. This is your center control tool. If the vocal is fighting the snare and the mono bass power, keep it tight. Width around 70 to 100% is a normal safety zone for the main. Then a limiter, lightly. Just catch peaks, 1 to 3 dB at most. If your limiter is working hard, back up and fix the source. Gain staging, compression settings, or overly sharp slice starts. Step 6. Make it bounce with snare sidechain ducking. Instead of riding vocal volume constantly, duck it around the snare so the crack stays dominant. Add a compressor after EQ or after saturator. Turn on sidechain and choose your snare track as the input. Try ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Fast attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see around 2 to 5 dB of ducking on snare hits. Now the vocal can be loud and present, but it politely steps back exactly when the snare speaks. That's the DNB discipline part. Quick practical reminder, if it still feels like the vocal and snare are fighting, go back to MIDI placement. This is why we did the snare window check. Sidechain is not a permission slip to ignore arrangement. Step 7. Create the hype layer so the chaos lives around the main, not on top of it. Duplicate your chop track and call it vocal hype. On this layer, we're intentionally getting it out of the way of the core mix. Start with EQ 8, high pass higher, like 200 to 400 Hz. You're carving out space for the snare body and bass fundamentals. Then auto filter in band pass mode. Set the frequency somewhere between 1 and 4 kHz and automate it during fills. Keep resonance moderate, like 10 to 25%, so it doesn't whistle. Add echo, synced. Try 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 40%. Use echo's built-in filters. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. That stops the delay from spraying mud and brittle highs all over your drums. Then reverb, short and controlled. Decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut 250 to 500 Hz, high cut 6 to 9 kHz. Keep wet low, maybe 8 to 18%, unless you're doing it on a return where you can automate sends more cleanly. Finish with utility. This is where you can go wide. Width 120 to 160% is fine, because it's not the main intelligibility layer. Pull the gain down if it starts feeling like it's wrapping around your snare too much. Step 8. Throws and ear candy for transitions, the classic jungle sauce. Set up return tracks so you're not building one-off effects every time. Return A. Adobe Echo. Echo set to 1/4 dotted or 1/8. Feedback 35 to 55%. Filtered with high pass around 300 and low pass around 7k. Then add saturator after the echo for grit in the tail. Return B. A dark reverb. Decay 2 to 4 seconds, but only for momentary throws. Put EQ after it and cut lows and harsh highs. Now automate your sends on specific words. The classic is throwing rewind or the last syllable before the drop into a filtered echo, then cutting everything for impact. Pro move. Once you have a throw you love, freeze and flatten it, or resample it to audio, and reverse it into the drop. Suddenly your transition sounds intentional and DJ ready instead of I left the delay on. Step 9. Arrangement. Raga Chaos, DNB Discipline. Think in sections. In an 8 to 16 bar intro, keep it sparse. One signature phrase every 4 bars is enough. Tease the voice with a hype layer filtered, not the full main smack. In the pre-drop, around 8 bars, increase density, more 1/16 stabs, maybe one longer phrase near the end. Then do a band pass sweep and an echo throw into silence so the drop hits harder. In the drop, 16 to 32 bars. Keep one recognizable hook. That's important. A vocal section that's all random chops feels like scrolling, not like a tune. Rotate variations. A hook phrase for a few bars, then chopped response, then a moment where the bass talks and the vocal backs off, then one big reload or throw moment. And one of the best clarity tricks. Right at the drop impact, do less for one bar, even just two beats. Let the first snare and bass statement land clean, then bring the vocal pattern back in. It makes the vocal feel bigger when it returns. Now, a few common mistakes to dodge. If warping is lazy, nothing else will save it. Tight timing first. If chops are dense all the time, you lose impact. Leave air. Too much reverb on the main makes it sound far away and messy. Keep the main forward. Keep the big space on the hype or returns. Watch the 3 to 6K buildup. That's where ragga gets painful fast, especially once you saturate. And be careful with stereo chaos in the center. Wide main vocals can smear snare crack and bass mono power. Utility is your safety net. Extra workflow upgrades that will make you faster. When you find a 2 to 4 bar money hook, commit it to audio. Resample it, add clip fades, and get the gain staging right. You'll arrange faster and throws and reverses become super quick. Also, route your vocal main, vocal hype, and vocal effects into a vocal bus. Put a gentle seatbelt on that bus, a light EQ, and maybe a touch of glue. The point is, you can experiment on individual tracks without the whole vocal balance exploding. If you want some advanced flavor, here are a few options. You can map velocity to filter frequency inside each simpler slice, so loud hits are brighter and quieter hits are darker. That makes your MIDI feel like performance, not programming. You can duplicate key slices in the drum rack and make round robin variants, one sharper start, one softer start, one pitched a couple semitones. Alternate them to avoid that machine gun same slice effect. And for tension, keep the main straight in 16ths, but write the hype layer as triplet groupings for one bar at the end of a phrase. That's instant jungle pressure without rewriting your drums. Quick mini practice exercise to lock this in. Pick one ragga phrase, 2 to 6 seconds. Warp it tight at 174. Slice to MIDI by transients. This audio version is shortened for playback.